You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show, and let's start with a song that we haven't played in a long, long time. And I bought it on vinyl off Discogs. I had one of those, you know, late night splurges where I thought, I just got to go on Discogs and buy a load of vinyl that I haven't got. This is Midget, this is Invisible Balloon, and their album is winging its way to me now. One of those definitely not Britpop songs that you just got to play, Invisible Balloon by Midget. And like I say, I've ordered it on Discogs. I've ordered quite a few things off Discogs, including Metal. I've played you a load of Metal. In fact, maybe I should play some Metal tonight. I'm looking down the list to see what I can chuck out and put in some Metal instead. That's all coming from me. I think that one's coming from China, so that might well be this time next year that I get hold of it, but I'll let you know when I do. Now, if anybody tuned in last week, my apologies. I was sat here in the chair, but the whole station was down. The whole radio station was down. And guess what it was? It was a loose plug. Nothing to do with Halloween, nothing to do with spooky stuff going on. It was just a loose plug. Tried to find the origin of that problem. Couldn't find it. No show last week. That's the reason. It wasn't because, as some of you may have been speculating, I was dead. Now, what does that... Why am I saying that? It's because if you listen to the show the week before, well, it's best described by Ed from Japan. He's one of the listeners. He said, I listened to the start of the podcast just before I got to work yesterday and had the mother of all cliffhangers 8 hours before I found out why you came back from the dead. I got to keep you hanging, haven't I? And talking of keeping you hanging, let's see if you can guess what the theme is from this pretty obvious clue from this next song.
Shapes, mistakes, misfits, raised on a diet of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you, and we don't do the things you do, but we live around here too. Oh, really? Shapes, mistakes, misfits, we like to go to town, but we can't risk it all, cause they just wanna keep us out. You could end up with a smack in the mouth just for standing out now, really. Brothers, sisters, can't you see the future's owned by you and me? There won't be fighting in the streets. They think they've got us beat, but revenge is gonna be so sweet. We're making a move, we're making it now, we're coming out of the sideline. Just put your hands up, it's under. Oh, what's the point in being rich if you can't think what to do with it, cause you're so bleeding thick.
I remember when it was 25 years since Pulp released that album, and now it's 30 years. It's too long. People, what's going on? But also, everybody's out now on tour. Pulp are on tour. Get out and see them if you can get tickets. But James are also on tour. Nothing But Love, the definitive best of James, is released on the 21st of November. The official store has exclusive formats and merch, so you can go to the James store. But people listening in Latin America, and I know you are, 7th of November, James are playing in Santiago, which, as you well know, is in Chile. Then they play on the 9th of November in Lima, Peru. Then Brazil, they're doing Curitiba, did I say that right? On the 12th of November, 13th of November, Sao Paulo, and 16th of November, Mexico City in, guess where? Mexico.
Taking you back to the 90s.
So we may be gorgeous, so we may be famous, come back when we're getting old. Cover us in chocolate, sell us to the neighbours, frame us in. Close.
From the 1990s.
Ball.
James, followed by a bit of Shed 7, as requested. That's the Shed 7 part, by Mark. You are welcome, Mark. And also, it gives me a chance to tell everybody that they are playing a show on the 6th of June 2026, as I hinted in the last show. Shed 7, a Maximum High 30th anniversary show for one night only, performing the album in full, plus a second set of greatest hits. Sounds, if you like it, I would say get on it, but it's going to be difficult because it's all sold out, I'm afraid. But we're moving on. There's other people who are playing. There's Suede, and Suede are playing. Oh, we're going back to the Spanish-speaking countries now. Suede are also playing in what looks to me, in my pidgin Spanish, as March 2026. They're playing in Bilbao on the 16th of March, which I think is a Monday, probably Monday. Then Pelicano a Coruña. Probably said that wrong. No idea where it is. Seville, Madrid, Valencia, and then Barcelona on the 25th of March, which will be 3 months after Christmas. So you could probably get somebody who loves you to get you a ticket to go and see for Christmas, to go and see Suede in Barcelona. That would be a lovely gift, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Suede still on tour and it's like they never went away. And do you know who else is like they never went away? Is the Charlatans. They are doing a December UK tour 2025. I think it's mainly sold out. Leeds, Stoke, Bath, London, Glasgow and Manchester. Ironically, the one that's not sold out is Manchester. What's coming on? You know, you guys, you should be supporting the Charlatans. The rest of the country are. You need to get in, you lot in Manchester. But just to let you know that we do support you and we do support the Charlatans, here is a bit of North Country Boy. That one caught me a little bit by surprise, but don't worry, I'm always on it. Right, we had a message, quite an unexpected message, actually. It's from somebody who messaged the studio, and they said, "Afternoon, Dave. I live in Toolong near Port Fairy in Victoria, Australia, and I started listening to your podcast about a year ago. I'm listening to them all in order." Now, this is my kind of person. I love this. People get to me and they I found about the show, and I'm working my way through them. I think Charlie said that the other day. He said, these are good for the commute. So this is my kind of person. And he said, "I'm currently on the 2023 Record Store Day show. I remember it well. It was a good one, that one." He said, "I've never heard you play any Thousand Yard Stare. I used to love Wideshire off their Hands On album. You probably can't find it. You're right. So can you put on Rocking Chair, as I'm off to Marvel Stadium in Melbourne to see Oasis next Saturday?" Now, I was going to play it last week. Unfortunately, I couldn't because of the gremlins in the studio. But I will play Rocking Chair in support of the fact that you've emailed me. He said, "I'll hopefully get to hear that on the podcast in 2027. Cheers, Mark." Well, Mark, I do hope you listen to this more recently than 2027, but good on you for working your way through all of the shows. I hope you're enjoying them. And if you have any further requests, or if anybody has any requests, you know what to do, at the Britpop Show on Twitter, or just contact the studio. In the meantime, enjoy this B-side from Oasis.
I'm all of that.
Back to the theme, but sticking with Australia, Pulp have announced a Down Under tour for their More album, their recent album. So it's Saturday, the 21st of February in Auckland Spark. Is it Spark Arena? Yeah, I thought it said Spork. That would be a funny named arena. 24th of February, Brisbane. Then they go Adelaide at the Adelaide Festival. I do like a bit of Adelaide. Melbourne, the 3rd of March. Sydney, the Sydney Opera House Forecourt. Can you imagine that? That'd be a gig, wouldn't it? 6th of March and 7th of March. Probably actually decent weather as well, although Sydney has been known to rain. So back on theme, let's play something from the album that they released 30 years ago.
Why don't you shut the door and close the curtains? 'Cause you're not going anywhere. He's coming up the stairs, and in a moment, he'll want to see you underwear. I couldn't stop it now, there's no way to get out. He's standing far too near, how the hell did you get here? Semi-naked in somebody else's room. I'd give my whole life to see it, but just you. If fashion is your trade, then when you're naked, I guess you must be unemployed, yeah. But once it's underway, there's no escaping the fact that you're a girl and he's a boy. I couldn't stop it now, there's no way to get out. He's standing far too near, how the hell did you get here? Semi-naked in somebody else's room. I'd give my whole life to see it, and just you stood there, only in your underwear. If you could close your eyes and just remember that this is what you wanted last night, so why is it so hard for you to touch him, for you to go give yourself to him? Oh Jesus, I couldn't stop it now, there's no way to get out. He's standing far too near, how the hell did you get here? Semi-naked in somebody else's room. I'd give my whole life to see it, but just you stood there, only in your underwear. Come on now.
And it's not just Pulp who are on tour. There's a lot of tours going on. What am I going to do when people stop going on tour like they were about, you know, 4 or 5 years ago? Right, so Ocean Colour Scene are doing a Mosley Shoals 30th anniversary UK tour in 2026. And they're being supported by The Enemy. And they are going 21st November, they're doing Glasgow. Then they do Bradford, Manchester, Newcastle, Derby, Swansea, Cardiff, Bournemouth, Plymouth and Brighton, and then they do London, Bristol and Birmingham, ending on the 12th of December, so next Christmas basically, 12th of December. And like I say, they're supported by The Enemy, and if you can't remember who The Enemy are, here's a very big clue.
Just a matter of time before you break. Well, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. We'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. Drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. We'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Saturday,
So if you like the last two songs, I would get on buying some tickets to the gigs that are coming up next year. Right, National Express, they did a tweet, and you know how they jump on all these bandwagons about trying to be funny, and they're jumping on the Britpop bandwagon now. So National Express, you know, the coach service, have said, it's been stuck in our heads since Now 42, but not for much longer at Divine Comedy. P.S. we're happy to discuss this over crisps and tea. And they sent them a cease and desist letter, and they put Divine Comedy, because they don't stand on any ceremony, says, it's time to make it stop. Your song National Express is brilliant, too brilliant. It's been stuck in our heads for 26 years. Our drivers hum it on the M1. Our execs sing it in board meetings. No one can do any work here. We're going insane. You've been taking us for a ride for too long. Consider this your final stop. Yours sincerely, National Express. I know what you're all thinking as a collective. You're thinking, it's been quite an upbeat show this week, hasn't it? And I know what you're also thinking. Time to drag it down, isn't it? Yeah, right at the end. That's the best time to drag it down. So we've had a request from Brian, and Brian wants Something by Gomez. In fact, he specifically wants Tijuana Lady from Gomez, which is why I'm talking over it, because the first 52 seconds is just a guitar just strumming along, not really doing very much. And it lasts 6 minutes 57. So we have got another song after this, so please make sure you get through this. I know a lot of people love Gomez. I know a lot of people love this song. I just feel like maybe at the end I could have chosen a better song. But I haven't. We're going to have to deal with it. And then we'll see what final Pulp song you've got at the end to celebrate 30 years of Pulp. Here it is, Tijuana Lady. We'll be right back. And that really is it. 30 years since they released this album. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Yeah.